Hello, hello, good day everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode with your life coach Sheena here live on Radio Anchor FM. I hope you guys are having a beautiful week. I cannot believe it's already Thursday. Time is really flying away. In a way, I'm glad because this week was just a very weird week. I wasn't really feeling myself 100%. I guess the weather as well has kind of messed up my energy level. But the great things that I love about myself is the fact that I am very capable now to go back to my steps and go even harder, go even deeper into the things that I want to do. And sometimes I'm really hard on myself, you know, and I forget that I do and I say a lot of things to motivate people and, you know, to just trying to inspire other people. And, you know, I also need my own time to love myself and to do the things that I love to do. And what I've noticed about me as well is the fact that sometimes I don't really live in the moment. I'm always thinking, what do I need to do? Which is not a bad thing, but I always promote to live in the moment, be present in the moment, and just go with the flow. So I'm back on track, going back with the flow, and you know, I'm just very excited to see what life is about to bring me. I'm very, very excited, and I hope you guys are excited too. And This emotion, the excitement, I've talked about that before in previous podcasts, it's very, very important, because having that emotions in you it makes you await for something, it makes you thrilled, it makes you exciting. It's almost like, you know, Christmas is coming, you're about to receive gifts, so you feel excited, you're curious, you want to know what it is. And a lot of times we forget to live in the moment because of the excitement, because of the projects, of the plans that we have. However, I do try not to plan things because, you know, I can have an idea of where I'm trying to go, and it's good because we all need, as human, as I said as well previously, we need direction. But only God knows where you're about to go, where He's about to take you. So you just have to surround yourself to Him and really let Him do for you great things, because it's all about greatness with God. And today we are going to talk about greatness, simply because there's a lot of people in this world, they don't believe in themselves, they don't believe that they have some sort of greatness, some sort of light, some sort of magic in them. And that makes me sad, because I didn't know either. And I know how I felt at that time. And you know, the funny thing is, I've been through the journey very, very young. You know, I'm 32 now, but I've started this journey of finding myself since I was 20. And even when I was younger, I've always I always kind of knew stuff, but I guess I had to take some steps for me in order to fully have the revelation, if you know what I mean. And you know, when you're young, you're not really supposed to be so stuck up and so how can I put this? Focus on finding who you are. You know, you are going through experiences, you're going through things, and it's absolutely normal. It's absolutely fine. I mean, there's people that are doing great things at 16, 17 years old. You have people, you know, business owners at such a young age, which is a great thing, because I think these new generations have something more that you know, we didn't have in the past. However, to be able to transition into the millennium, and you know, understanding the differences of the two generations, it's important, and it's uplifting, and it's very fulfilling if you are looking to inspire other people. Who teach you greatness? Where can I find greatness? How does greatness happen? So nobody teaches you to be great. Okay, this is just something that is in you, and you just have to practice, and you just have to embrace it, and you just have to believe in the fact that you are great. Because if we come from the greatest things on earth, which is God, we must have inside of us some sort of magic left as well. And I truly do believe that we have that. I think I did mention as well in the other podcast, just look around you, all the great big buildings, the technology, and so many things that man has been able to create. I mean, you must know and realize that if other people can do it, you can do as well. But the mistakes that a lot of people make, in my opinion, is the fact that you people are comparing yourself. That's where the mistakes start. So first of all, you should never look at somebody else and compare your journey to the person, because you, first of all, you don't know truly what that person had to go through to accomplish whatever they have accomplished. The level, the intensity of dedications, of sacrifices that the person had made has nothing to do with you. But not just that. So many times I look at a lot of people that have a lot of things, right? The people that showing off a lot of things on Instagram, on Snapchat, or whatever. Us, right, that we are on the other side, we're seeing this image and this video of these people, and we think, oh my God, like, look at them. They're so fortunate. They're so lucky. Oh, I wish I had that car. I wish I had that amount of clothes. I wish I had that boyfriend. I wish I had that girlfriend. I wish I had that. I wish I had that. What other person? And that's a big mistake, because things doesn't just come from God. A lot of things as well comes from the evil. And a lot of materialistic things comes from the evil. Because it a way, okay, so basically, they've taught you, they've told you, they've put in your mind that for you, in order to be accepted, for you, in order to be successful, for you, in order to be relevant, you must own expensive things. So a lot of people just go out there, they commit crime, they, you know, really go through some crazy situations just to be able to purchase that very expensive bag or that very expensive pair of shoes. Some people are just lucky or fortunate to have to come from a wealthy family. They can provide all these things for them, and there's nothing wrong, each one to his own. But do not suffocate yourself, and do not immerse yourself in somebody else's life, creating your own idea of happiness through the image or video that you see. Because greatness, people that have really succeeded in their life, for example, let's look at people like Oprah Winfrey, for example. She is very wealthy, very, very wealthy. But she has come through so much in her life. She has accomplished so much. Such a strong, beautiful black woman that I always admire for her grace, for her strength, and for the fact that she has so much life in her. So much life. And you would never guess, if nobody knew her and you just met her in a shop, you wouldn't necessarily guess the life that she has been through, and not even the life that she's living right now, because she's not fronting and showing off where she has a part that, you know, she does interview in a beautiful land, I would say, you know, and she's really proud of that. But that's something that she shows with pride, and it's not a thing, it's ownership. You know what I'm saying? It's something she said, like when she was younger, she always wanted to have trees. She always wanted to have trees around in her house. And she's got a house with trees, more than one tree. So to be able to own somewhere where there's trees, to be around nature, I mean, that shows you how God is so willing to give you the abundant. It's not the pair of shoes, it's not the t-shirt, it's not the jeans, it's not the watch, it's not the car, you know what I mean? It's not even the house. However, that's the bigger picture that you should aim to have. To own things, own bank, hospital, mansions, apartments. Think big. Think when you leave, who is going to take advantage of what you have created? Right? I always say that I aim to own houses, simply because I feel like there's a lot of people that are struggling in the world. A lot of young people, especially especially us in these centuries, in this era, it can be very hard to own a house or own a property, because they are making it hard. And the fact that we're going okay with the market, and we are not saying anything, we're not standing up for our rights, for ourselves, and say, listen, this is ridiculous. Nothing will change, right? Nothing will change. Greatness comes from the understanding and from the ownership of who God made you to be. That is greatness, is when you align your subconscious with your consciousness, and when you are able to see from behind the scenes what God is doing for you and what God has done this whole time for you, then you will understand that truly you are greatness. If you made it this far, it's because you had something in you, but you are suffocating it by comparing your life with other people instead of working on your own land, right? So imagine this, you have, each one of us have a land, that's your greatness. So the land represents your greatness, each one of us have that, right? Each one of us is working on this land to build something. Some people are building a villa, some people are building apartments, some people are building other stuff. Each one of us is moving in different way. Some people are building faster, they're not caring about what they are putting on the land, so they're building faster. Some other people are taking the time, they're measuring the land, they're looking for the best material possible to build the house, they're taking the time to write down a plan, and then they're gonna start making it happen. Some people are putting up stuff but keep falling down, but they never give up. So the land represents your greatness, and what you're doing represents what you are putting into the greatness. Regardless how you're putting it, fast, slow, not in the proper way, but you are making something, you are creating something, right? These are people that are working on themselves, working on their goals, working on their vision. So imagine now you are on your land. Instead of building what's for you, you are looking at somebody else's land, and you're looking how they're building their things, you're looking what they have created, you're thinking, oh my God, I wish I had that as well. But you actually do have that as well, but you haven't put any effort, you've just stood there on the land crying out yourself that you cannot do it, that you don't believe enough in yourself. So the energy that you're putting out, it's very negative. Very negative. Especially when you are looking at somebody else's life and you're comparing yourself. That's where you are not moving forward in life. Because that means that you are still you're still working on yourself. I mean, we always work. We should always work on ourselves. Until I leave, I will always work on myself. And until I leave, there's always things to learn. But there's always things to learn. There's always things to learn. So I want you guys to understand that if you desire something really, truly hard in your life, God is willing to give you that at any time, at any point, but you must be ready. If you're not ready for the blessings, God will never deliver it to you. Simply because if you are unable to understand the blessings, if you aren't prepared for it, that means sabotaging your life for failure. And God doesn't want you to end up in that way. After everything you've been through, it will never happen. You must be prepared. Greatness comes with time, comes by enduring pain, comes by fighting wars and still manage to stand up with class, love, forgiveness. Greatness must be mastered. If you don't master your greatness, it will always be asleep. So wake up. It's time to find out who you truly are. Greatness. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning again today. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I hope it really helps help you guys to understand how important it is to be faithful, to have faith, and to stay positive and strong, because great things are going to happen for all of us. Great things are going to happen. We are all destined for greatness. Some people find out about how to get to that place faster because, you know, they're naturally being lucky in, you know, being around supportive system and stuff like that. Some other people take a bit longer, but it doesn't matter. We are all great. We owe greatness in our way. And look up to another person to feel inspired, but do not compare yourself to anybody else. Please don't make this mistake. Please do not make this mistake. I hope you guys enjoy this segment, and I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Just to remind you, a follow up to my blog at Feminist, that's FEMMINIST on Instagram, where I do women empowerment, especially for my beautiful black women. So give it a follow, or if you just want to go through the page and check some inspirational stuff, please do so. And as well, as I repeat, make sure to send me your email at lifecoachsheena@outlook.com. It'll be great to hear from you as well. If you guys want me to discuss about anything in particular, please, please don't be shy. Just write to me, and I will be very, very happy and excited to reply to you guys and to continue this journey with all of you. What else? Thank you again. Thank you to every single one of you, and to every single one of you that always listen to my podcast. Make sure you listen as well my podcast on Apple. Leave a review and leave me a couple of stars, 3, 4, or 5. Up to you. A very honest opinion, that would be just great, and it would just help me as well to put the world more out there. More people can feel inspired, and more greatness is in the world. Thank you so much, guys, and I will come back very soon. with a brand new topic. I wish you a beautiful day with so many blessings, breakthrough, and peace. See you later, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.